Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. But we're going to Duke University, and a shameful thing happened at Duke University. It's a great university. I know people that went there, excellent people. Duke University, great basketball team. You read about Duke University. Here's what happened down there. They have a student government. And why they have student government at the college level, come on, guys. At the high school level, great, you know, and it gives you a chance to do this and that. At the college level, it's simply become a political football. There are a number of groups that get money that the university funnels through their student government. One of them is a pro-Israel group. Its title is Students Supporting Israel. There's another one that says Students for Justice in Palestine. Okay. And then there are a lot of others, a lot of identity politics groups. They all get money to meet and, you know, I don't know, buy snacks when they meet. I don't know what they do. In any event, the student government expelled the students supporting Israel, but not the Students for Justice in Palestine and not anyone else. And why did they do it? Why did they do it? For this reason, someone named Yana, Y-A-N-A, posted something that said, quote, "My school promotes settler colonialism," end quote. The student supporting Israel responded and said, you're mistaken. This is not settler colonialism. Here's what that really means, and here's what this is. And they made an argument. I agree with their argument. You might not agree. So what? I don't care whether you agree or not. Very, very polite. So the board of the government said, okay, we're going to keep funding students supporting Israel and everybody else. Their president had a veto power. Her name is Christina Wang. She said, no, they, quote, attacked, end quote, Yana. They, quote, singled out, end quote, Yana. She vetoed the funding. That's an authoritarian form of government. That's not student government. You don't have the president with a veto power on something like that. Shamefully, the Duke University administration caved. They're very weak. They're very mealy-mouthed. And they said, well, we will give money to students supporting Israel in other ways. So they'll still get supported, but not through student government. You know, look, I'm tired of this. I'm very, very tired of this. I'm tired of weak university administrators caving. I'm tired of hacks and student government isolating Jewish students. Very tired of it. Everybody on the left thinks that somehow we need multiculturalism and we need to bring more of this kind of thing in. We do not. Multiculturalism extends to two things. I like it in music and food. That's it. Do not like it in political systems, in constitutions. Most of the world outside of Europe and the United States and elsewhere is authoritarian one way or the other. I'm tired of it. And the more you bring in people like Christina Wang and Yana and the rest of them, all you do is divide this society. We are not going to result in a unified society. It got it so bad. If you read the New York Times on Sunday, David Brooks, one of the columnists, has quite a high opinion of himself, went through various solutions to all this. And he said, basically, we need to agree that none of us are going to assimilate. And we're all going to get along. That's baloney. You come here, you assimilate or get the hell out. You support separation of church and state. You support elimination of racism. And if you don't, we are not going to have people pouring in from Asia and the Middle East, dividing this country like that. I'm very tired of this. Very, very tired. That shameful thing happened at Duke University. The Duke University, if I were the president of Duke University, I'd disband student government. I'd say, start studying a little harder. Maybe go out for a sport. If you're not big enough for football, basketball, join the fencing team. Learn to work as a group, get out of my face. That's what I would say to him. And I would not continue to look at unassimilated people that are possessed by anti-Semitism and racism like this to continue to operate in our universities. Okay, Manchin. Oh my God, I've got to get back to Manchin. One of my least, well, I like Manchin better than most of the Republican senators. That's the best I can say about Manchin. Manchin, you know, we're facing the debt limit on December 3rd. You knew that. You knew that we exceed the debt limit on December 3rd. We already exceeded it back in August. Moscow Mitch threw a few Republicans to beat a filibuster, got extended to December 3rd. December 3rd. We'll run out of cash by December 15. Republicans are going to filibuster it. Well, Manchin came up with a big hurrah moment, a big eureka moment. Eureka. He claims he's worked out some kind of thing, some kind of deal with some unnamed hacks in the Republican Party who will, quote, let, end quote, the Democrats do it by budget reconciliation and won't filibuster it. So the Democrats can raise the limit. The Democrats can raise the limit on their own, get campaigned against, and the Republicans are the best of all worlds. And Manchin goes, cock-a-doodle-doo. God, I'm tired of this, real tired. I'm going to the Lions. Bill of Econowalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Say, one thing that we have to really capitalize on right now, Biden's presidency is not failing, it's succeeding. This garbage from the right is just despicable. They deny education, they deny science, they deny medicine, and then they deny the mere fact that our country's getting better. And the next time, I'm going to do it today, starting today, the next time I run into a Republican that says the Russian hoax, and I got this from Joe Scarborough, face him and say, when's the last time you read the Mueller report? Because if you haven't, don't scream Russian hoax. You don't even know what you're talking about. I'm sick and tired of our country dealing with super ignorant people who believe they can BS their way into our political arena. They're no good people. They're worthless, and we have to jump on them with 2 feet. And heaven help us if the January 6th commission doesn't put it in fourth gear and overdrive and really accelerate, because those people are trying to run out the clock just like they do on everything else. So thanks again for giving me a voice, and everybody have a great day.
Great, Bill. As always, you nailed it, and with great passion. Listen, Putin is a murderer and a thief. He's starting to nibble away at Ukraine and Lithuania, which both were part of Poland in the 18th century. He's basically reprising the Russian invasions of Eastern Europe with the complicity of Donald Trump and the Republicans. The complicity. Why do I say that? Don't even bother to read the Steele report. Read the Mueller report. You may not believe that there was some perversion in a Moscow hotel room. Trump was supported by Russian investors, in other words, authoritarians close to Putin, for over a decade, several decades. That's how he got his money, because he defrauded so many banks. American banks wouldn't lend him money anymore. He's beholden to him. He's servile to him. We can't have a president who's afraid of the Russians, who's servile to the Russians. We saved their bacon in the Second World War after they betrayed us by allying with Hitler early on, and then they got stabbed in the back themselves. I'm tired of these people. I'm tired of these people. And if you turn over the government to Trump again, he is Putin's servant. And we have the largest economy and most powerful country and the best country in history. Putin is like number 10 in the world. His economy is something like Italy's. And this guy is controlling our president and leading him around by a ring in his nose. I'm very tired of that. So don't give me this, like you said, Bill. Don't give me these arguments from the Republicans about the Russian thing as a hoax. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. It was Don Trump Jr. on the phone that the CIA, they were tapping the Russian embassy's phone, not Donald Trump Jr.'s phone. Said, boy, he speaks English really well. What? He's talking about withholding sanctions? Give me a break. Read it. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.